In Saudi Arabia, women had planned a drive-in tomorrow, not an outdoor movie theater. It's part of a campaign to let women drive in the kingdom. It's forbidden, though not technically illegal. But plans for the driving demonstration are up in the air after threats from authorities. This video has seen heavy traffic on YouTube. It was reportedly filmed in the eastern Saudi city of Dhahran, and it shows men in long white robes in a parking lot. They're heckling women in headscarves as the women approach their cars. One woman kicks a man who grabs her companion. The drama over driving in Saudi Arabia got us thinking about what it might be like for female drivers elsewhere in the Mideast. You're going to hear now from a woman in Yemen and another from Iraq about their experiences behind the wheel.
My name is Amal Al-Ashtal. I live in Sana'a. Driving in Sana'a can be interesting, especially as a woman. I have been driving with an expired license for a long time now, almost 8 years, and that's one of the advantages of driving as a woman in Yemen. No one really stops you and asks for an ID or your license. I also enjoy that people give a particular respect to women. So whenever I'm driving and, for example, I need to make a turn, people would usually, particularly men drivers, would usually stop and let me pass. And you can see that it's out of respect for a woman. Because I have access to a car, because I don't have to walk or take public transportation, for the most part, I'm protected from sexual harassment. I have cousins and friends who complain about that, but I haven't had very bad experiences. Sorry, someone is backing up and I don't want them to hit me. I'm conscious about staying out late because it's not seen appropriate for a woman, and I'm always conscious when I drive back home. I'm always worried about neighbors and people who see me driving in late, so I always worry about that. So that's, I would say, one thing that I'm uncomfortable with about being a woman in Yemen.
My name is Sahar Gabriel. I'm 28 years old, and I live in Erbil, which is in the northern area of Iraq in the Kurdistan region. I don't have a problem with driving outside. It's pretty much has been legal in Iraq for a very long time. I mean, as long as I can remember as a kid, I saw Iraqi women driving cars, so... Yeah, we don't have any problems with that. In Baghdad, traffic rules are not very well obeyed or followed. So, you know, you see guys, you know, trampling over a red light, not waiting for their turn, making a wrong turn at, you know, an intersection, all kinds of things. Not respecting the pedestrians when they're trying to cross the street. And it used to be very regular for guys. But now, because girls have been driving for a very long time and they live in such a challenging environment that Iraqi girls have picked up the same style of driving as Iraqi guys. So you would find them sometimes, you know, going over a pavement to actually avoid a traffic jam and breaking a red light if they're in a hurry. So it was really funny to see that, you know. My dad doesn't drive because he thinks that driving here is a suicidal mission.
That was Emil Al-Ashtal in Yemen speaking to the BBC and Sahar Gabriel in Erbil, northern Iraq. Whether or not women in Saudi Arabia take to the road tomorrow, they'll probably be listening to Saudi Kuwaiti singer Shams. She tackles the issue head on in a song she released last month. It's called It's Our Right to Drive.